East Coast Breakfast.
We start this morning with a little bit, actually not a little bit, very, very sad news. There was that shooting in a pub in Westville, which is just, it's just sad. It's just really, really sad. And a woman has lost her life. She's in her 40s. And it would appear that it was her boyfriend or husband or partner who was upset with her and shot her. Then said authorities, you know, I'll wait for the authorities. I'm not here to fight. This is distressing. It's just this is a place where we've been to.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what to say.
Yeah, so I saw the news broke on one of the Westville community groups, and it was the weirdest thing because I had a meeting at Westville Boys, which is opposite the pub, and I remember looking at it. It was about 12:30. I'm like, yes, geez, this place is. I don't know what I was looking at, but my whole thing was like, oh my word, it's so weird seeing this place so empty. Like not at this time of the day, but usually when we go there, you know, it's buzzing. And then the next thing, an hour later, yeah, I saw the reports and got hold of some of the waiters and the waitresses. First thing, obviously, is like, are you okay? You know, because I don't know who was working there at that time. And yeah, it's such a tragedy.
I was really concerned because I know you go there, Sky.
Yes.
And then I saw it and I was like, oh, but I know you were fine because you don't go there on a Monday.
Yeah. Well, so not at 1:30.
Not at that time, yeah, as well, in the day. Yeah. So I was just concerned because I know it's a place you frequent.
Yeah.
But it's very scary.
Sure.
Yeah, sad and scary.
Yeah, that's a crazy thing. It's a place that if you stay in Westville or the surroundings, you go there often, you know?
Is that what you're going to think of when you drive past it now? Is that what you think of, not the other memories that you had?
No, that's the thing, right? I hope not. You know, it's still going to go back and support the place. I know the owner quite well. I was chatting to him yesterday, and first thing I said to him, I was like, bro, I'm so sorry this happened. You know, when they're up and running again, which we don't know when, you know, hopefully soon, you gotta support local businesses.
Yeah, my thoughts are with the victim and her friends and family.
Yeah.
Condolences to them.
From 6 a.m. weekday mornings on East Coast Radio.